This portion of Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant Energy, a NRG company.
It's tough because you're really not sure what you're going to see. Now, we've called plays against Dennis before. We have a tremendous amount of respect for Dennis. I know Dennis personally.
All right, new face, so to speak, running the defense tomorrow for the New Orleans Saints. Glad you're back with us here on Texans Extra Points. Drew, Christy, and Deepy. And what of that? How big a deal do you think that actually is for the Texans when preparing to face a Saints defense that has been at the bottom of the league in just about every major statistical category?
I don't know how big of a difference it will be when going against them, but I do think that they'll be a much cleaner team. Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons why they made the change was because they were the most penalized defense in the entire NFL, and that was not okay with the Saints and their front office. So I think you're going to see a lot cleaner defensive play from them this weekend.
Yeah, worst in the NFL at against the run as far as that goes, yardage wise. Can the Texans maybe get some yards on the ground? They did it last week against what was one of the best defenses in the NFL run-wise.
Absolutely. I think if they continue doing what they did last week with the O-line healthy, with Xavier Suofilo shoring up that left guard spot, there's continuity there. And, Chris Polk may come back, Jonathan Grimes, Alfred Blue. With a trio of running backs like that, you're not going to see one guy get a majority of the carries, but among all three of them, perhaps they can do it again against the Saints defense.
And, it's one thing to have the sort of success the Texans defense did the last few weeks against the likes of Mettenberger and Fitzpatrick. Not that they're the same, but what do you see when Drew Brees and company come to town? Because he's having a Drew Brees-like season.
Well, you just can't let him sit back there and get comfortable because he'll pick you apart. And, everyone knows that.
Yeah.
But as we talked about earlier, the Texans have three, I'm going to say, great pass rushers. Maybe some of them aren't quite great yet, but they will be in Watt, Merciless, and Clowney. And so if they're going to have to get after him if they hope to be successful against a Brees on Sunday.
Yeah, J.J. Watts faced Brees one time in the regular season, got a sack on him. That was back in his rookie year, which in your book, he was quick to say, I didn't have a great rookie year, but I disagree with you, J.J. You did have a good rookie year. What about getting after Brees and company?
Yeah, everyone talks about the Saints being last in defense, but Drew Brees ranks first in a lot of categories. He's putting up 330 yards passing on average per game, and he leads the league in those big plays, 20-plus yards. So the Texans are really going to have to limit the big plays on Sunday, and that's going to come down to the DBs and having them be on their toes against these Saints wide receivers. Also getting pressure on Drew Brees. The O-line there in New Orleans has allowed 24 sacks this year. So he's on pace for a career high number of sacks. If they can get to the quarterback, put some pressure on him, get some sacks on him, that's going to be the key for the Texans.
Yeah, and one interesting thing that we won't know about until tomorrow is how much and how will we see Kareem Jackson used, because he's been out a few games. And really, in his absence, some of these guys lower down on the totem pole have really risen up and played pretty well. Do we see him playing a little bit of safety? Do we see him moving around a bit? I mean, what do you foresee with Kareem Jackson against New Orleans?
I mean, I don't think there's any way he'll be able to play as much as he did before he was injured.
Yeah.
But I'm not really that worried about that because Kevin Johnson has really improved so much since he first started playing until now. Like, I've been very impressed with the way he's just continued to improve every week. And he just seems to be building confidence, which is really big for a rookie like that.
And the best part about that is you talk about that improvement, which is true. He started off at a pretty high level and was still making some plays early on there, DP.
Yeah, Kevin Johnson. It's funny because we've got corners that are first-round draft picks, then we've got guys like Charles James. So at least with Kareem coming back into the fold, you have depth, because that was a big concern against the Jets once A.J. Boye went out and Jonathan Joseph went out for a little bit. You worried about what the depth was like at cornerback. So with Kareem back, I agree with Christy. He may not play every single snap, but at least you've got the flexibility. Put him in at safety. Put him in at corner. Put him in certain packages. You have the flexibility to do that when he comes back.
Good stuff. All right. You know what else is good is the telestrator. John Harris and the head coach, Bill O'Brien, get together and do some X's and O's breakdowns.
Welcome to Texas Telestrator presented by BMW. I am John Harris alongside Houston Texans head coach, Bill O'Brien. Coach, congratulations. Great win against the Jets.
Thank you, Johnny.
Key play in this game came defensive side of the ball. 3rd and 1, Texans up 3-0, trying to keep the big points off the board. And, Coach, your run defense came up big. Let's go to the film.
Yeah, I think the big key is in this area of the field, like you just said, we had a field goal, on our drive, and now they're driving the football. And what it was a good drive by the Jets, but when we get into this area, we have to do a really good job of holding them to a field goal attempt. Obviously, a takeaway would be great. But if we can hold them to a field goal attempt, that's a big part of our strategy down here when it gets close to the goal line. We call this area of the field the red area. And so that's what our guys did. And our guys have been very good on third down lately, and that has to continue for us to be able to continue to win. Our defense has to continue to play really good third down defense. So here it's third and short, third and one. The Jets, you know, they run a play that they've run quite a bit, and they run it really well. It's a bread and butter play for them. Got a near backfield set to the tight end side. Motion the backside receiver to cut off Whitney Merciless because they really don't have enough to block everybody here, so they need to bring a receiver in to help it out. And then they basically run what I call basically a gap duo play. So meaning the duo meaning that they're going to try to get double teams at the point of attack. The fullback's going to block off the edge in a gap type of a scheme. And what happens here that you see is we have a blitz called here where Dre Howell and John Simon are coming off the edge. And they do a really good job of really controlling the edge of the formation. And it really helps take up four blockers. Obviously, JJ takes up two. They take up one each. And that lets Brian Cushing run free here. And then he comes in there and makes the tackle. So to me, like when I see this on film and I show it to the team, I use this as a really good example of team defense. It's a lot of different guys doing their jobs at a high level. And then one guy being able to be freed up and make the play. That's good team defense. That's what we need to continue to do to be able to win.
Three straight weeks, that defense has been phenomenal. Coach, they've been excellent. Team defense, perfect example of that right here. Coach, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this.